about to experience an unpleasant truth.
America must choose to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of fear, division, and of darkness.
Use your aggressive feeling.
Embrace anger, chaos, and truth, but in the shadow of lies.
Let the hate flow through you.
Together we can choose a different path.
Join me, and together we can rule the galaxy.
Our nation of fear, division, and of darkness.
Break me down with all of your hatred, and your journey towards the dark side will be complete.
Embrace anger. Thrive on chaos. But in the shadow of lies.
So this is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
Across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea. 3 hours of bold truth, excellence, and optimism for America. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Well, the Wendy Bell Radio Program continues, now entering hour number 3. Welcome to each of you. Delighted to spend time with you today. The power of propaganda. You know, we talked to you earlier in the week about President Obama in 2012 and Congress making some tweaks to the Smith-Mundt Act, which basically opened the door to government-sponsored propaganda being able to flood in through our TV sets. And it's gotten much worse since then. In fact, most of what we hear and see when we open the newspaper, we go on to television, I don't even know who does anymore, I really don't, is propaganda. It is government-sponsored propaganda. I mean, only in that kind of an environment can 95% of the stories about Donald Trump be negative during his presidency. I mean, that's just cataclysmically disgusting. But there's something that is unusual about certain kinds of people that makes them more susceptible to propaganda, more pliable, more malleable, conable, whatever it is, winnable. They are more easily frightened. And they almost need something to fear, to hate, to rail against. For purpose. I don't understand it. Because we're seeing this wonderful awakening in the black community. And it started first with the black men. Black working men. Not college grads. Dudes out on the job, doing what they got to do, raising the money for their families, doing their life. And they started leaning towards Donald Trump. And that started in 2020. It really did. And it's gotten stronger. Now, you have the harder nut to crack, which is the black woman who realizes and has felt it for 3 years the way I did with the stupid bok choy. That was 20 odd dollars for two stupid heads of it. That it is not financially feasible to live today the way she did 4 years ago. And so you're seeing this peeling off, this abandoning of the Democratic Party in favor of conservative values, lower taxes, lower gas prices, lower interest rates, more in their pockets. But there is a faction left behind that is almost unbudgeable. This is the part that says 83% of Democrats who believe that Joe Biden is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Really? So when Gallup put this out, which I thought was fascinating, so many psychological questions that gurgled out of COVID. Why are some people still scared? Why are some people still walking around wearing masks? Danger. They feel like other people present a danger to them. They feel threatened. What is it in that mind? And why is it exclusively liberal? I don't get it. Don't. Gallup shares a little bit that might crack the door for us, and I want to read this to you. Here it is, news.gallup.com. After 4 years, headline says, 59% in the U.S. say COVID-19 pandemic is over. why would that not be 100%? Are you guys in fear that you're going to get the flu again and it's going to do you in? Because more than 4 in 10 do not expect their lives to return to pre-pandemic normalcy. That's just scary. 4 years after COVID-19 forced widespread shutdowns of businesses and schools across the U.S., 59% of Americans believe the pandemic is over. At the same time, about as many, 57%, report that their lives have not returned to normal, and 43% expect they never will. Now, I will say that I don't think we are living in a normal capacity at all, because we're living under Joe Biden's wacky view. It's not even his. Barack Obama, whomever the puppeteer is, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, whomever is waving all of the wands back there and making the marionette called Joe Biden, who's a figment of himself, dance until these people are eradicated and excised from our political environment. I'm not so sure we are going to get back to normal, but there's difference. There's a difference between believing things aren't the same as they used to be and believing that you should be living in fear. That just seems wacky. National worry about contracting COVID-19 is near its lowest point in the trend dating back to the early days of the pandemic. Although, as has been the case throughout the pandemic, Democrats express much more concern about COVID-19 than Republicans do. The impact of the coronavirus on the public since emerging as a global threat in 2020 is evident in the finding that 7 in 10 U.S. adults report having had COVID-19 at least once. These findings are from a March 5th through 11th update to Gallup's probability-based COVID-19 web panel tracking poll, which began in March of 2020. Didn't know that. Good to know. Gallup has tracked Americans' perceptions of whether the pandemic is over in the U.S. since June of 2021, during the COVID-19 vaccine rollout when most Americans received their first shot. But it was not until late May, early June of last year that a majority thought it was actually over. This was shortly after President Joe Biden signed a congressional resolution to end the nation's state of emergency, and the U.S. and global policy public health emergency declarations ended. Fewer, though, still a slim 53% majority, continued to believe it had come to an end in late August, early September. The latest 59% of Americans who believe the pandemic is over is up slightly from late last summer, but it's still shy of the positivity expressed last May and June. Let's look at the people who say it's done. Of course, you know, 79% of Republicans, almost twice as likely as Democrats, just at 41%. To say the pandemic is over, while 63% of independents agree. This is interesting to me because we can look at something that impacted all of us, our greatest generation, our children and us, our businesses, our economy, our schools, our everything. And we look at this and say, okay, it's over, right? Can we get back to living a normal life? 79% of Republicans say, yeah, it's over. Let's go. 41% of Democrats think that. Why the disparity? And when you look at 63% of independents, this gives me great hope because the independents skew way more towards the conservatives, the Republican side of this, than they do the liberal Democrat side. Majorities of Republicans have thought the pandemic is over since April 2022. And majorities of Democrats have said the same thing since last February. In contrast, only once in May and June of last year has a majority of Democrats agreed that the pandemic is over. I'm curious, what is it that so resonates predominantly in the brains of liberal Americans? We just played for you the lib of the week, the woman who thinks she's got it left and right. She understands MAGA. She believes that we're all about a caste system, some patriarchy, some only if you're white and you're married are you worth anything. And if you don't fit into those categories, that you should be considered illegal. Like, that's pathological. That's taught. That woman is a sponge. She is receiving the propaganda put out by by the left. She is absorbing it. She is embedding it into the fiber of who she is and feels so strongly about it that she's going to go out and turn her phone on herself and click record and try to chastise other people for their belief systems, which of course she knows nothing about. What is it? I don't know. Americans' current reports of whether their lives have returned to pre-pandemic normalcy are kind of on par with last year. Currently, 43% of adults say their lives are completely back to normal. 57% say they are not. That 57% includes 14% who believe their lives will eventually become normal again, and 43% who believe that the pre-pandemic normalcy is gone forever. Can you imagine? Maybe this is why they're so angry. They believe that it's never going to get back. It's never going to get better. It's never going to return. That this new normal is just the way it's going to be. They don't take responsibility. You are in charge. They have relinquished control. That is scary, my friend. That is what we're up against. Now, we're up against that, and we're up against this college-educated crowd coming out and getting jobs. I got to tell you, if you've got a kid who wants to go into marketing, you might want to tap the brakes. And I'm going to tell you why next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. So I've been open with you about our families waiting now on pins and needles to hear from these schools, because my son Ryan, high school senior, he's waiting, and I'm sure it's nerve-wracking, and he's gotten some great victories, he's had some heartbreak. It is what it is. It's the process. But you got to scratch your head and be like, is any of this really worth it anymore? What are we really doing? Unless you're going to school for something super duper specialized. And it might not even revolve around a college degree. But I'm going to go with medicine, married to a doctor. Yes, I'm going to go with you need to go to college. Of course. Of course. But if any of my sons came to me and said, you know what? I think I want to major in marketing. I'd be like, no. Why would I say that? Did you guys see this headline? Whew. This is on unusualwhales.com. Don't you guys love all the different sites we use? I love it. Headline. Oh my gosh. This is like, your face blows off. Nearly 60% of students with marketing degrees, nearly 60% students with marketing degrees are working high school level jobs 5 years after graduation. What? Nearly 60% as this is per Bloomberg. Generation Z ain't got a shot at the American dream, ladies and gentlemen. This is why I told you. This is why I gave you that boring soundbite from that dude on that TV show who's like, look, I just spoke to Donald Trump. He's laser focused on the deficit. He's laser focused on the cost of things. He wants taxes down. He wants interest rates down. He wants cost of life down. He wants the American dream at everyone's doorstep. Because that's not where it is. And all five of my sons are in this Generation Z. Got to be honest with you, I have a vested interest in this. So this Generation Z, a demographic known for its adeptness in self-promotion and social media engagement, has shown significant interest in marketing degrees, particularly in creative aspects like brand development and advertising. Handshake, it's a platform focused on connecting undergraduates with job opportunities, reports a substantial increase in applications for marketing roles, nearly tripling since 2021. Despite this surge in interest, the job market for marketing graduates has become increasingly competitive, exacerbated by the rise of AI in the field. In a recent study by the Burning Glass Institute and Strata Education Foundation, found that nearly 60% of marketing students end up working in jobs that require only high school level skills 5 years after graduation. One of the key challenges facing recent marketing graduates is the expectation of prior experience, even for entry-level positions. Some senior vice president for blah, blah, blah noted that this trend has made it difficult for many marketing graduates to secure employment upon graduation. Nothing kicks you in the pants like graduating from college and working an hourly minimum wage job of suck. But it's what's going on. They have made these United States wholly unaffordable. And let's just go through some reasons why. It's not like there's this great swell of opportunities out there. You guys want to know what Bidenomics 101 has cost us? Just a small list, okay? Walmart closing 23 stores in 8 states, all of them blue. Target closing 9 stores in 4 states, all blue. Walgreens closing 900 stores, mostly in blue states. Bed Bath & Beyond is closing its remaining 360 stores. Oh, the Bed Bath & Beyond that made fun of, you know, My Pillow and kicked it out. That's such a shame. Lowe's has closed 50 stores. Macy's closing 150 stores. Starbucks, 61 stores. Home Depot, 15. Dollar Tree, 1,000. Foot Locker is closing 400 stores. Gap, 350. Party City, 24. Big Lots is closing stores in California and Colorado. Burger King, 400 locations. Best Buy, 20. You guys think I'm done? I'm not. Boston Market, 200 stores. Kmart. How many of you have a Kmart where you are? Remember Kmart? I do. I remember Sears. I remember Penny's. I remember all of it. Kmart only has 2 stores left. What? Sears, all but 22 stores. Regal Cinemas, 429 movie theaters, shut down. Kroger, they've closed 413. U.S. Bank, 23 branches. Wells Fargo, 60 branches. Capital One, 50 branches. Bank of America, closing 20. Now, what do you want to hear? You want to hear a president, a candidate for president, who's laser focused on the debt, who's laser focused on the crippling expense of Democrats suck for 3 years? Or do you want a Democrat who says he wants to finish the job? Because finishing the job is bankrupting you next. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, push back against Tyson Foods. It is a beautiful thing. My, my, my. The Bud Light phenomenon continues. I got the details for you next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. We told you earlier in the week about this organization, this tent.org organization, which I call the new BLM grift. It's a new reason for a bunch of companies to donate money or to create some overarching do-goodery that's not good for Americans. It's not good for Black people, Hispanic people, us, whatever. It's not good for left. It's not good for right. It's good for migrants. It's good for them. Come on in. We're going to give you job training. We're going to help you with legal advice. We're going to give you paid time off so you can go make sure you can attend your court hearings, right? We're going to do all this stuff, child care, all of it. We love you, migrants. Welcome, 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 welcome. Woof. See, we believe in America first. And we believe that there is a legal pathway to get here. It is the way that generations of immigrants have come to these United States. And we're all about the best and the brightest, not about the criminals, not the MS-13 people, not those who kill us, who are dangerous. But no matter, this tent.org exists to create basically this conglomerate of, what, 400 different companies around the world, many, many, many here in the United States, who pledge to hire migrants. And when Tyson Foods did this and they shut down their plant in Perry, Iowa, and everybody was paying attention, and you've got a community of like 8,000, 1,200 of them work at the same place, and you wave that wand and shut it down, it's going to hurt. And then when we found out at tent.org that Tyson Foods had said, no, in fact, we're gonna hire 42,000 people, migrants, illegals, to make our food. It didn't really go over well. So this is your headline, New York Post. Tyson Foods gets slapped with a refuse to buy brand after hiring migrant workers. Quote, should have known better. I want to imagine the disconnect anybody at Tyson has to have if they've not paid attention to Bud Light. They lost more than $1 billion last year because they rolled the dice on a tranny who doesn't even drink their product, right? But they wanted to score some points, and what they did was completely alienate the base of their brand. And so the base said, suck it. And they stopped buying. $1.2 billion later, you think other people would learn. Tyson apparently is not paying attention. A conservative investment fund group is pulling its holdings of Tyson Foods over the meat and poultry giant's hiring of migrant and refugee workers, claiming the employment practice will repel customers. It's a nice way of saying, you don't believe in American exceptionalism, American first? Well, we don't believe in you, and we're not going to give you our money. Bye. The American Conservative Values ETF, this is an exchange-traded fund managed by Ridgeline Research LLC, divested from Tyson and slapped a refuse to buy rating on its stocks for its clientele. This is a company that has said, we are in the business of taking people's money and buying shares in brands that are worthy investments. We will not take your money and invest it over here because it is a refuse to buy brand. We will not do it. Do what you will with that. We believe Tyson's management has blundered into a political minefield and should have known better. Ridgeline founder and CEO Bill Flagg said Monday, ain't that right? Isn't that correct? Many Americans are outraged by the ongoing migrant crisis at the southern border, and learning Tyson is giving jobs to asylum seekers could be enough for them to stop buying the company's products, according to the CEO. You know, I know that I'm a little extreme. I mean, it's not hugely extreme, but when I go to the store and I need something, Joe and I look at the tag and see if it's made in China. If it's made in China, I don't buy it. Now, that might be a silly hill to die on, but I want to support America. I want to support people here in my country where I love liberty and freedom, right? The risk of alienating a significant percentage of their customers outweighs any potential economic benefit, the CEO said. In a recent Pew Research poll, 80% of U.S. adults say the U.S. government is doing a bad job of handling the migrant influx. This guy claimed, Ridgeline founder Bill Flagg, he claimed Tyson could become the next victim of angry Americans voting with their wallets. These are MAGA people. These aren't Democrats. Democrats don't care. They don't care. They don't see the migrant issue at the border the same way we do. I can only presume, because you would not vote for somebody who opened the border and created so much havoc in our communities. You just wouldn't. Quote, we've seen the negative impact of alienating customers recently with Bud Light and Target. And by divesting, we are protecting our shareholders. By the way, did you guys see any of the gear out It targets stores featuring the devil and satanic symbols on children's clothing. Target, what are you doing? Did you not hear all of the things that I read before the last commercial break where we went over all of the closures? Because there's more. I have a whole list of them on the Wall Street Journal. Of course, Tyson is defending its hiring practices, noting that it only employs people legally authorized to work in the U.S. as it tries to dispel growing misinformation about its workforce. But I don't really see where the misinformation is. But this is what the company said. This is Tyson. In recent days, there's been a lot of misinformation in the media about our company, and we feel compelled to set the record straight. Any insinuation that we would cut American jobs to hire immigrant workers is completely false. I'm going to cut and paste that and put it over here in a side folder, because there's a reason that we're going to need to pull that back out and be like, well, actually, Tyson Foods is strongly opposed to illegal immigration, and we led the way and participated in the two major government programs to help employers combat unlawful employment, E-Verify, and mutual agreement, blah, 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 blah. Well, sir, I'm just going to tell you, optics, that's everything. And if you are going to cut you're going to cut one of your manufacturing facilities in Perry, Iowa, where 1,200 people are going to lose their jobs, and then we're going to find out through this tent.org of suck that you've pledged and pledged years ago. This isn't just something new. You weren't just like, you know what? Maybe we could save some money. We used to be able to ship everything to China. That worked so well. Let's just do this, right? We're just going to fire everybody and we're going to replace them with all these people who are cheap. This has been going on for years and years and years. Layoffs in 2024, a list of companies cutting jobs this year. Oh my. Alphabet, Amazon, all of these companies, Unilever. Did you hear about this? They're ditching their Ben & Jerry's brand because Ben & Jerry's is such a just so difficult to manage their activism. They're cutting ties with their ice cream, Breyers, all of it. That's 7,500 jobs. We'll see if they get restructured. How about Cisco? They're cutting 5% of their workforce, 84,900 employees. How about Estee Lauder? 3,100 positions gone. Expedia, 9% of its workforce, 1,500 people. Fisker. Yeah, they're worried about a lot. They're cutting off 15% of their staff. Instacart, 250. Morgan Stanley, hundreds of workers. Nike, aw, I hate when that happens to Nike. 1,600 people. I could go on and on and on and on. You know who's paying attention to this, though? And we drew a parallel to this earlier in the program. Independents. Yet another poll shows Donald Trump is leading Joe Biden among independent voters by double digits. Look, if we want to think that Republicans are over here with Trump, you got your Democrats over here with Biden, and that they're kind of tied. The people who are really, really fervently Donald Trump, the same number as the people who are really into Joe Biden, which I doubt. What are independents doing? Democrats have got to be freaking. This is Gateway Pundit. Donald Trump leading Biden among independent voters by double digits. As recently as January, Trump was leading Biden by double digits with independents in another poll. This is the continuation of that trend. Political media tends to focus on the left and the right, especially in election years, as I just said. But Breitbart is reporting former President Donald Trump is taking a double-digit lead over Biden among independents. In this survey, it's an Economist YouGov survey taken March 10th through 12th, so about a week ago, among 1,559 U.S. adult citizens, asked respondents who they would support in a presidential matchup between Trump and Biden. Among all respondents, as well as registered voters, Trump leads Biden, we're told, only by 2 points. I don't know about that. Trump predictably has support from a majority of Republicans. Biden, same support among Democrats. But Trump is getting 40% of independents. And Biden, only 30. And it's only going to get worse. Do you think they see the writing on the wall? No, not yet. They will. We've got such a great follow-up story. You guys remember the Indiana high school boy who drove his pickup truck to school with a giant American flag in the back and his principal got his boxers in a bunch? Ooh, this is a great addition to the story for you. I got it for you next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. I just absolutely love this story. So last week, we told you about this very convicted, knowledgeable, patriotic, unwavering in his beliefs teenager in Indiana. This is the mom in me. I would love this boy. He had driven to school in his truck, and he had a big flag, big American flag, literally like he had fashioned a way for, I mean, it's giant, for it to hang in his truck, over the back of his truck without touching the ground, et cetera, et cetera. And he had no idea that he was going to tick off the school because he got called into the office and they were like, yo, you're going to have to take your flag down. And he's like, I don't think so. And they're like, well, it kind of violates, it might make some people uncomfortable. And he was like, what? No, it doesn't. It's the American flag. Go ahead.
He came in with facts and said, I read the book.
So he's got the campus, you know, the school's guidebook, a handbook. And nowhere in there does it say in protocol in the parking lot that you're not allowed to have a flag. And so he stood his ground and he said, I absolutely will not. And you absolutely will not discipline me for something that is so ridiculous. Unbeknownst to him, the next day, a dozen of his classmates come in and they also have American flags in their cars, hanging from their cars. So we've got a little bit of a conundrum here, don't we? It was a beautiful story of pushback and just liberal insanity. Now, I will say that the school principal, if I'm not mistaken, has said that they're going to put it in the guidebook, in the handbook next year. No flags allowed. If our American flag triggers some part of you, get the hell out of my country. I'm not playing. We're not playing. Get out. You're not welcome here. Same thing as the marching caravans of people walking in with their flags unfurled. You're not allowed in. Get out. Beat it. Well, here's your great story. This is from a Fox 19 Now. Indiana high school student gets custom American flag wrap for his pickup truck. Wait, what? This is in St. Leon, Indiana. Story. An Indiana high school student received a major red, white, and blue upgrade to his pickup truck weeks after school administrators told him to stop flying an American flag. Cameron Blasek, a senior at East Central High School in St. Leon, Indiana, had flown an American flag from his pickup truck the entire school year. Earlier this month, though, he was told by school administrators that the flag broke the rules and had to be taken down. After Blasek showed administrators he had broken no rules, in fact, the school relented after a day. Now, I'm going to also tell you that there's a lot of pushback when it hit the airwaves. The American Legion noted Blasek for his support of the flag last weekend. A Cincinnati graphics company is supporting him with a new wrap for his pickup truck. GCI Digital Imaging in Cincinnati, a legendary marketing move, by the way. So all those marketing folks out there from the degrees in college that can't get anything past a high school paying job, well, GCI Digital Imaging in Cincinnati applied the wrap to his truck for free. The custom wrap features the stars and the stripes and a red, white, and blue color scheme. We did it because we are proud Americans. I believe Cameron did exactly what needs to be done. Stand up for our freedoms, the owner, T.J. Bedecht, whatever, said. Now, They've provided some photographs, and I'm going to describe to those of you who are watching. This is them preparing the wrap on the hood of the car. So this, it's not just some, like, we're going to throw some decals on. This is, we've got to treat the paint of this truck, and we're going to put this thing all over it and make you a driving, magnanimous American flag. And there it is. It's all over it. You've got the blue stars in the front, leading into the front quarter panel. Then you've got it into the red and the white stripes in the back. Beautiful. This is the antithesis, right, of love. It's great marketing. Absolutely. We said their name. Name deserves to be said. We enjoy talking about Cameron as well. But this is where they're pushing you. They want to see how far they can go. And they is a pretty broad term. But think about what we've talked about today. We've talked about this obvious split in the Republican Party. You see it every time Congress takes a vote. There are those who represent your values. They vote in a steadfast, unwavering way along those values. And then there are those who are pliable, who are malleable, like Plato, who pretend that they're conservatives, but really not. You've got Ohio voters, Republicans saying 7 in 10, exit polling from yesterday's primary. Whomever the next senator is from this state must endorse and support the values and the platform of President Trump. Battle lines drawn. No mistaking it. Are you the side that does not believe in free speech, that does not love the American flag? Or are you on the side that says, you know what? Not only am I going to do all of this stuff, I'm going to go get a firearm and I'm going to be trained and I'm going to be responsible and I'm going to be ready for whatever comes this way because I'm not going to count on my government doing anything other than they've done for the last 3 years, which is try to destroy us. Simple truth, common sense, conservative values. If you like what you hear, come back tomorrow. We'll see you then. Peace.